AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. After 3 weeks on the run, the second convicted killer who had staged an elaborate escape from a maximum security upstate New York prison has been shot and taken into custody.
David Sweat was shot Sunday afternoon in Constable, according to the Franklin County Sheriff, who says the escapee was then transported to a medical center in Malone. Fellow inmate Richard Matt was killed in a confrontation with law enforcement officers on Friday. Sweat was serving life without parole in the killing of a sheriff's deputy in Broome County in 2002. Matt was serving 25 years to life for the killing and dismembering of his former boss. The pair cut their way out of the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora in New York 3 weeks ago. I'm Julie Walker.
A senior U.S. official says the multi-country Iran nuclear talks taking place in Austria will go past their June 30th target date. This confirmation came as Iran's foreign minister prepared to head home for consultations before returning to push for a breakthrough. The U.S. is insisting on more intrusive monitoring than Iran is ready to give. An unmanned SpaceX rocket carrying 5,200 pounds of supplies to the International Space Station broke apart today shortly after liftoff from Cape Canaveral, Florida. It was a blow to NASA, the third cargo mission to fail in 8 months. The agency's Bill Gerstenmaier says it's disappointing to have so many failures in the commercial space program.
We expected through the commercial cargo program we would lose some vehicles. I didn't think we would lose them all in a one-year time frame, but we have.
Authorities say a lightning strike has killed a woman and injured several others who were taking shelter under a tree in the Mogollon Rim in northern Arizona. The Coconino County Sheriff's Office says the group was under a pine tree yesterday when the lightning hit. This is AP Radio News. Chris Squire, bassist and co-founder of the rock band Yes, who recently announced he had leukemia, has died at age 67.
Yes went through many lineup changes, but Chris Squire was the only consistent member. He attributed that to the fact that he just never got around to leaving. He co-wrote such Yes hits as Owner of a Lonely Heart, Leave It, and I've Seen All Good People. Squire was also renowned for being chronically tardy. Squire joked in a 1997 AP interview that may be his lasting legacy.
Well, you know, on my gravestone, I want to have the late Chris Squire on it.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Actress Pierce Brosnan and Gary Oldman attended the Saint Laurent Paris show as proud parents this time. They each had sons making their runway modeling debuts at Paris Menswear Week. Shows today included Saint Laurent, Lanvin, Paul Smith, and Agnes B. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.